Eugene's Minority Voices Theater, in collaboration with the University of Oregon and the Very Little Theater, will produce its first full-scale production this month. As KLCC's Mallory Begay reports, the play is part of an ongoing effort to increase theater involvement among marginalized communities.
After years of acting and directing, Carol Dennis says in 2016 she fulfilled her dream of creating a space for people who felt unrepresented on stage.
Minority communities don't necessarily feel invited to theater. And that's not just in Eugene, that's pretty much across the country.
Dennis founded Minority Voices Theater with her friend and fellow thespian, Stanley Coleman. He says the local theater community is incomplete.
We're trying to get the entire community of Eugene represented. There aren't just white male or white females living in Eugene.
Coleman and Dennis say the idea is to expose audiences to stories that wouldn't normally get produced. In 2017, the duo staged a reading of Now I Am Your Neighbor, featuring immigrant experiences in Lane County.
They get to know us and the reason that we are here. We are humans. We are not criminals. We are not people that come in hurt. And we come and try to survive, learn, and give back to the community.
That's Rosie Hernandez. She helped write a character she played that was based on her own life. Hernandez says the theater shed a light on people who normally live in the shadows. Now, the company is gearing up to premiere their first full production of Pilgrims, Musa, and Sherry in the New World, a play by Arab-American writer Yusuf Al-Gundi.
You want to have a serious relationship?
Am I asking that? Yes.
With me?
You're the only one in the room.
I am nobody.
What does that have to do with anything?
Michael Malik Najjar is directing the Muslim American romantic comedy. The U of O theater professor says he tried pitching the show to other producers around Eugene with no luck.
I think that speaks to the bravery of a theater company like this one, where they literally put their money where their mouth is in the sense of saying, look, we don't have tremendous finances, but the finances we have, we're willing to put into the stories that need to be told.
Najjar says Pilgrims Musa is an opportunity for audiences to empathize with Muslim Americans. Empathy, he says, is the greatest gift theater can give. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.